Good morning. A Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Another active weekend on the political scene, Alan. Let's start with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who has agreed to appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow as it investigates alleged Russian meddling into the presidential election, not public testimony.
Well, there are a lot of questions that have to be answered. Of course, the Democrats would love it if Sessions did it before the people. As you know, David, these hearings have become must-watches. And we have seen it again and again that if, in fact, it's in closed session, it's very different in terms of the politics of the situation than if it's done in public. Obviously, you know, they're going to always claim that there's classified material and that they shouldn't be having to do it. Of course, there are always leaks, but not all that much. So will Sessions be questioned? And if he is in an open forum, will the question be, well, look, Mr. Sessions, we know you lied once. You've already fessed up to that and recused yourself as a result. What makes us think that you will not lie again? And Sessions is in a bad spot. The fact is that the president doesn't like what he's done in the past. He's one of his oldest friends and his oldest supporters. And yet the president has been very critical of Sessions recusing himself, which of course has meant that a deputy attorney general appoints a special prosecutor, Mr. Mueller, and that is going forward. And I think Trump feels in his own mind, had that not happened, that he would have been home free. It did happen, and now I think the ball of twine is coming loose. In the meantime, Trump's numbers keep going lower and lower. I've always said get below 20% and you'll see an exodus for the door from Republican congressmen who in 2018 are going to have to worry about their seats and staying in the majority.
Speaking on ABC News this week in his first TV interview since Donald Trump fired him in March, Alan, former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara from the Southern District of New York, said he believed the president's calls to him violated the usual boundaries between the executive branch and independent criminal investigators.
Well, David, the question here is whether or not violating the usual is tantamount to either criminal or politically impeachable, which are two different things, of course. Bharara, of course, is a great hero as far as I'm concerned and has always done it right and has always done it the honest way. Clearly, at least to me, it has all of the marks of somebody trying to protect somebody else by calling a U.S. attorney. We know that that's what he's been accused of doing on the national level. And now we get even further down into the weeds with a U.S. attorney in charge of all federal crime in the Southern District, including New York City, which is the most important of all of the groups. And so Bharara didn't answer a phone call, and he got fired for his troubles. Bharara says, I suspect tongue-in-cheek, but who knows? He doesn't really know why he was fired, while giving the information about why he was fired.
Historically, perhaps top ally, Great Britain, and now we see the president expressing skepticism about a visit there while facing backlash over his charge against the mayor of London after the recent terror attack.
Well, the mayor, as you may remember, of course we all do, is of Muslim descent. The mayor said, stay calm. And Trump tweets that this is disgraceful, basically, and that the mayor is, and these are my words, not his, sugarcoating the whole thing. And, of course, there is hell to pay because the mayor is popular. Trump is hated in Great Britain. And if he goes there, he risks all kinds of recrimination, marches, and everything else, which is probably why he's also staying out of New York City. Instead, he goes to his properties, his New Jersey golf course, and he crashes a wedding with an adoring bride and groom who want to take pictures with him. But it's interesting, he won't come back to New York because if he does, there's going to be a certain amount of agitation. The Queen of England has invited Trump to come, and the word is out. The last trip was too exhausting, so he has to cancel something. So he's going to cancel with our greatest ally, traditionally, and it doesn't look good for him.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Have a great day, everyone.
You bet. David, again, thank you for doing what you do. I can't imagine how you get up every morning that early.
Coffee.